The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
You have been scammed for decades, and the receipts just dropped. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt just exposed the biggest healthcare fraud in American history, armed with data and facts that will make your blood boil. While the legacy media desperately tries to run cover for the Democrats, denying that a dime of our tax dollars have ever gone to funding illegal migrants, we're now learning that those very same Democrats have been funding their health care to the tune of tens of billions of taxpayer dollars per year. But the beauty is that they just got caught. And now polls are all showing that the Democrats are going down in a colossal defeat like never before. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. We are now in day six of the Schumer shutdown and in day six of the legacy media desperately trying to run cover for the Democrats. And Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt wasn't having any of it.
Thank you. At the top of the briefing, you made a statement about that the Democrats are interested in giving health care to illegal immigrants.
Yes, they are.
U.S. law already prohibits that. It's a 1996 law saying that they cannot give unauthorized immigrants any federally subsidized health care coverage through Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, or the Children's Health Insurance Program. There seems to be a disconnect in the message.
Are you denying that Medicaid money has never gone to illegal aliens in the United States of America?
I'm asking you if you can explain the disconnect in the message.
I most certainly can.
Now, that's been the refrain from the mindless media, a refrain that they've obviously been fed by the DNC. They actually believe that repeating the notion that it's illegal to use taxpayer funds to pay for illegal migrants' health care, it's illegal. They think that's enough to convince the American people that the Democrats don't do it. Again, the assumption here is that the American people are actually going to believe that the Democrats enforce the law. I mean, think about that. The very party that sides with illegal migrants, that allowed 11 million illegal migrants to flood our country over the course of 4 years, that party that spends all its waking hours trying to convince you that illegal migrants have a right to be here, that it should be illegal to enforce the law when it comes to the southern border or mass deportations, that party is somehow the party that the legacy media wants you to believe is all about upholding the law when it comes to illegals getting taxpayer funds for their health care. I mean, it's patently absurd on its face. And Karoline Leavitt called out that Democrat shill disguised as a reporter, and she brought the receipts.
Democrats' proposal would require Medicaid to pay more for emergency care provided to illegal aliens than Medicaid does for American patients who are disabled, elderly, or children. And this bill would have also allowed California to continue a gimmick that funds its Medicaid for illegals program. Those are things that we ended, the Trump administration ended, with the passage and the signage of the One Big Beautiful Bill. And it is an undisputed fact, a fact that under the Biden administration, illegal aliens were absolutely receiving taxpayer-funded health care benefits. In fact, in fiscal year 2024, Medicaid costs for emergency services for illegal immigrants skyrocketed by 142% from the previous year to $9.1 billion. That's $9.1 billion taxpayer dollars that were going to emergency services for illegals. Between President Trump's last full fiscal year under his first administration and Joe Biden's last full fiscal year, Medicaid spending on emergency services for illegal immigrants nearly tripled. There was an increase of 196% between 2020 and 2024. And I have a chart here for you, and I'm more than happy to email it to you. I'd also like to add because some were asking dishonest questions yesterday about emergency rooms. In Southern California, according to healthcare professionals, in 2023, under the Biden administration, Southern California's, quote, entire healthcare system was being bombarded with illegal immigrants and forcing American patients to endure longer wait times. In Denver, Colorado, the CEO of Denver Health stated that 8,000 illegal immigrants made 20,000 visits to the city's health system in 2023, leaving an uncompensated bill totaling over $10 million. So when a legal alien goes to the emergency room, who's paying for it? The American taxpayer. The main safety net hospital in Denver had to turn away patients due to the massive influx of illegal immigrants into the community. And UC Health Hospitals in 2024 reported their system was under stress from an increasing number of migrants. As a result, according to the head of emergency departments and urgent cares across the hospital system, quote, access is impeded for everyone. These are healthcare professionals who dealt with this directly, and there's a lot more where that came from. It is an undisputed fact that Democrats want to give taxpayer-funded healthcare benefits to illegal immigrants.
Now, that was the very definition of a takedown. That was Caroline Leavitt exposing what is perhaps the single biggest scam in American history, a scam not just perpetuated by the Democrats, but participated in by the lying legacy media. But before I show you the receipts and all of that, there is something else that the establishment has been lying about that should concern all of us, and that's microplastics. Now, you may not know this, but microplastics are infiltrating every part of our lives. In fact, scientists estimate we now consume a credit card's worth of plastic every single week through our food, our water, even the air we breathe. One study found plastic particles in 100% of human lung samples. Nobody's safe from this exposure. And unfortunately, it gets worse. These plastics don't just sit in your body. They cross the gut lining, leach into your blood, and disrupt literally everything. They've been shown to alter gut bacteria, suppress your immune response, and increase your risk for neurodegenerative disease, metabolic disorders, and cancer. Some plastic toxins like BPA and phthalates mimic hormones, interfere with fertility, and damage DNA. Even if you eat clean or avoid packaged foods, you've still been exposed. You can't opt out of this, but your gut can help you fight back. Kimchi One from Brightcore Nutrition is a potent ally in this toxic world. It's packed with over 900 probiotic strains unique to kimchi and proven to break down BPA, helping you detox from the inside out. I take it every day, gang, and I absolutely love it. It doesn't just support digestion. It helps protect your cells, your brain, your hormones, and your future. Your body was never designed to handle plastic, but your gut was designed to protect you. You just have to have the right tools. And so today, you can get an exclusive offer by clicking the link below. Just use code TURLEY for 25% off your entire order. Or for an even better deal, call my friends at Brightcore for up to 50% off your order and free shipping. Give them a call right now at 888-597-0233. That's 888-597-0233. As it turns out, we now know that the Democrats have been quietly funneling $9.1 billion of your tax dollars to fund emergency health care for illegal migrants in just the last year alone. During the whole debate surrounding the One Big Beautiful Bill, it was revealed that emergency Medicaid costs for illegal migrants skyrocketed by 142% from 2023 to 2024, jumping to a staggering $9.1 billion in fiscal year 2024 alone. But it gets worse. Between President Trump's last full fiscal year in 2020 and Biden's last full fiscal year of 2024, Medicaid spending on emergency services for illegal migrants nearly tripled, an increase of 196%. I mean, let that sink in, 196% increase in taxpayer-funded health care for people who are not even supposed to be in this country in the first place. And you've got a legacy media that just repeats in zombie-like fashion, that is not legal, that is not legal, therefore it could not have happened. And of course, the assumption here is, and that's because the Democrats are always on the side of enforcing the law, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I mean, the very fact that anyone believes that today shows you just how out of touch the legacy media and the Democrats are with the vast majority of the country. Now, the worst violators in all of this, of course, was California. California has been running the most sophisticated healthcare scam in American history, and they have been scamming us, the American taxpayer. They use what experts call a financing loophole. And what they've done in California is they've manipulated federal Medicaid funding to provide full health care coverage to over 1.6 million illegal migrants using our federal tax dollars. And here's how the scam basically works. So California imposes special taxes on managed care organizations inside their state. Then they use those taxes to draw down massive federal matching funds up to about 77% federal match. They then redistribute those federal dollars back to fund their illegal migrant health care program. And it's essentially money laundering on a $34.6 billion scale. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services discovered that California alone improperly claimed $52.7 million in federal funds over just 18 months for covering people ineligible for Medicaid benefits. And as Caroline noted, the human cost of this policy is absolutely devastating American communities. So, for example, in Denver, Colorado, 8,000 illegal migrants made 20,000 visits to the city's health system in 2023, leaving behind an uncompensated bill of over $10 million. And guess who pays for it? We do. So what did Trump do about all of this? Well, the big, beautiful bill specifically ended this taxpayer-funded scam. It closed the California loophole that allowed states to launder federal dollars for illegal migrant health care. It limited federal health care benefits to U.S. citizens, legal permanent residents, and limited categories of individuals with verified legal status. It ended enhanced federal funding for emergency care provided to illegal migrants, and it required eligibility verification to prevent fraud. Gang, that is precisely what the Democrats are trying to undo in this shutdown. The Democrats have shut down the government unless or until Republicans agree to repeal all of those protections. That's what the legacy media is desperately trying to run cover for. But it's not working. It's all collapsing. The polls are all showing that Chuck Schumer and the legacy media are losing this big time. Take a look at the latest from Harvard Harris. By a whopping 2-to-1 margin, voters believe that Trump and the Republicans are going to come out of this the winners. 62% say Republicans and Trump will win the government showdown battle. Just 38% think Democrats will do it. For years, Democrats tried to scam the American people, gaslighting us to believe that the very illegal migrants that they shill for somehow don't receive government benefits. They called it a right-wing talking point. Conspiracy theory. Well, now we got the receipts proving they've been lying to your face while billing you for a $200 billion health care program you never voted for. Every dollar spent on emergency Medicaid for illegal migrants is a dollar not spent on American veterans, on American seniors, on American children. It's that simple. The Trump administration has ended this scam. The Democrats want to restart it. It's up to all of us to make sure the Democrats come out of all of this humiliated and defeated like they so richly deserve. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the Uncensored Monday Night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.